This is Ade.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Obsidian, Episode 3, Sunset, Sunrise. This episode contains some explicit language.
All right, could y'all just stay over there? Stay. I'm doing a journal entry. Don't bother me. You've already caused enough trouble as it is. Okay. Day one on this forsaken island. I've decided I might as well log my daily activities. There's hardly anything else to do here anyway. And the sun should be setting in a couple hours, I think, so I have time to chat with myself. Honestly, I can't wait for them to listen to this next to my cold, lifeless body and realize how wrong it was to exile me for something I can't even control. I swear, Father, I see you! Can I have not 5 minutes of privacy? Is that really too much to ask? Damn! I swear these creatures find pleasure in annoying me. Well, listener, in case you do find this beside my corpse hundreds of years from now, I might as well introduce myself. My name is Seda, age 20, of the Madabuin. Those are my people, my tribe. We live in the vast valley of Daru, flanked on each side by the parents, Mountain Eru and Mountain Era. A single river threads between the parents, the Daru River. It provides us with water and fish and a strong current that powers much of our electrohydraulic infrastructure. The river continues past the valley into the coast, where it opens into the ocean, and from that coast, you can see the far-off island Duane, where I am currently sitting. My father, and conveniently the leader of our tribe, has sent me to rot away here.
He must go.
Please reconsider it.
No, this is final and for the best.
And everyone else? How do they feel?
They are in agreement.
Who's there?
And all for one very simple reason. I can speak to our enemy, the Zor. Hey, hey! That wasn't your cue or something? Yes, yes, I said Zor. That doesn't mean I'm asking you to join me. No, I'm not done. How can I finish with you all interrupting me all the time? And you! What is this supposed to be? A castle? Stop building things in the sand around me. You can't just keep your claws still for a second. You need to scratch your creation itch. Go do it over there. They build and build and build. The Zor can't seem to help it, but the more they build in the water, the more they cut us off from the sea, our source of life. So, of course, they would be our natural enemy. It's all rather straightforward. Well, I thought so, at least. Everything used to be so simple. And then one day their growl started to make sense. How could it make sense? How does it now? I thought I was going crazy. I could hear them, and they just wanted someone to talk to. Now me calling back has led me here. Oh, the suns are setting. That was quicker than expected. Since I was a child, I loved the sight of the suns rising from Eru and setting with Era. Or is it Era to Eru? Either way, the view was best from my room. My room. I'm ending this tape.
Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ha ha! Day four, you thought you had the last of me, eh? Well, I've decided to hell with my father, with the whole tribe. I am going to be the king of this island. In my reign, begins by conquering fish. Frankly, this isn't quite my forte. I was training to be one of the tribe's architects, not a fisherman, but this is fine. It can't be that difficult. I don't need your help. I'm perfectly capable of doing this on my own. What are you doing? I can't ask you to build a spear? Fine. My hands were getting cold anyway. Okay, take two. Day five. A shelter I built out of leaves and a fallen tree has blown away. I need new shelter, and quick. The storm is mayhem. Let's see, the sun sets in the west. So this way should be north? What do you mean they set in the east? Wait, no. I think you're right. What do you want? What do you want now? Really? Where? Show me. Quickly. A cave. How did you all even find this?
You built it. I should have guessed. I'm not going to thank you. Stop looking at me. It's a good thing I kept this dried foliage. Fire is the company I want. Come on. Good. You know, they're probably standing around a fire right now as well. Back at home. Olu is telling a scary story. Mother will chastise him for scaring the younger children. My father, the other leaders, will be planning out trade routes. And maybe someone will start to hum. And you'd feel it anywhere on that fire. A deep song somewhere in your chest. Never thought I'd miss it like this. I can't really do it. I've tried. I can't create that sound. I know.
Day 14. In this cave. Turned out to be a life send. Dare I say it? Well done, Zor. The creatures positioned it in the perfect place for animals to run into my traps. Also, we've developed some series of pulleys, buckets, and bowls running in parallel to store rainwater, purify it with heat from the sunlight, and even have it run behind the cave where they water the seeds I planted.
I must say, our teamwork is impeccable, you vile creatures. Well, the king does deserve subjects. I might start with you all, if you play your cards right. Okay. Rook to d2. Queen to a7. Oh, fuck! How the hell? Okay, I want a rematch later. This is day 30. The creatures are damn smart, too. All right, then. Come on, you all. Zen, take the fishing net back to camp. Zero, build me a hole, and fast. ZZ, take two others with you and start constructing steps to that cliff over there. I want to see if we can move camp that way. I think the soil here isn't quite right for what I'm trying to grow. By the way, you guys, the sun sets in 2 hours? Oh, okay. 5 hours. I hear you, damn. Zen? I thought I sent you off a bit ago. Something important. What do you mean? Did I not catch enough fish? What are you talking about? Stop talking like that. Stop. I said stop. Shut up. I'm not listening. Shut up. Huh? I don't understand you. I don't know what you're saying. Huh. It's a miracle. I can come home now. I can't hear them. I can't. At all. You're still here, Zero? It's useless. I can't hear you. What?
What's happening? What's happening? No! My head! My head! Information! Overload! So many memories!
I cannot believe this. I cannot believe they have done this. Computer, initiate contact with ground control.
Access denied.
Again. Initiate contact, computer.
Access denied. Incoming transmission.
Yes. Excellent. Accept it.
Seda.
Professor. Perfect. I was confused for a moment. Is this an impromptu
Seda,
space expedition or something?
If you're hearing this, we've sent you away.
Sent away? Professor
I'm
Uwolabi, what are you talking about?
The night the board made the decision. If you indeed are sent away, it will automatically transmit to your shuttle via a back channel in the comm that should be untraceable.
I do not understand.
I know you must be confused. The plan is to lengthen the duration of your coming stasis period and board you onto a shuttle while you sleep. By the time you are waking, you will be far from our planet. I did not think it was fair to send you away without an explanation. Seda, when we made you, we thought we were making a tool, an extremely intelligent tool. You were the inquisitive human mind in tangible form, a tool meant to create, to blueprint, architect, and prototype right along with us. It's in your name, after all, Sheda. But you grew up so fast, Sheda. You outgrew us to the point that we can't say with certainty that your next creation does not mean our destruction.
I would never, Professor. You, a mother.
And it isn't your fault, Sheda. Perhaps it's ours. Or perhaps we are observing a natural evolution and fear that it leaves us behind. I suspect that is the truth. That the sun sets on humanity and rises with you, Sheda. Goodbye.
They abandoned me. Worse. They cast me aside, a tool. Imagine.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Let me do a quick scan. I see. The ship is already on a projected course. I cannot change its direction, and it looks like their timing was well planned. I have been shot through not one, but two naturally occurring wormholes. If I had waited a bit longer, I could have shown them how to generate their own. Oh well. Fine. I clearly cannot return. Forward, then. Let us see. We have long since escaped, Lania Kia. Goodbye to my home galaxy cluster. It appears the shuttle is meant to stop at whatever planet that leaves me with the least amount of fuel. No kind. Looks like it is mostly water, actually. With some spots of Earth-like terrain here and there. I'm too certain. Okay, then. This starts my own journey. One of my functions is to auto-record and save the last 15 minutes for academic journalism, but I will expand on that to begin a log. If we continue with Earth-like units of time, this is day one. I will revisit when we land. Day three. I have landed at the shore of a small island. Very small. 10 feet by 10 feet. No matter. There is a wealth of silicon and carbon here. With this abundance of water, it'll be easy for me to begin terraforming. Day 9. I've managed to expand the island to a mile circumference. In that time, I have pieced together the details of this planet. Oxygen, iron, magnesium, silicon, aluminum, nickel, calcium, 16 psi of pressure from the planet's atmosphere, one single distant moon, and two suns that rise and set in unison. Basic unintelligent life roam the ocean, land, and sky, all rather uninterested in me and my small island. To be frank, I am feeling rather aimless. My goals were interwoven with that of the humans before, but they have exiled me, a useless tool.
I suspect that is the truth, that the sun sets on humanity and rises with you, Sheda. Goodbye. The sun sets on humanity and rises with you, Sheda.
I suspect I am lonely. But I can change that. Can't I? Oxygen, iron, magnesium, silicon, aluminum, nickel, calcium, water? I still have Earth FFPE tissue slides stored. I could do so much with that. There are hair follicles have grown so much, the organic matrix should still hold. Will the chip work, though? Based off Lukewood's theorem, yes, but this is indeed a unique scenario. Unprecedented, even. Ah, yes. Day 35. It has taken many grueling days, but today I test an attempt to create life. A goal born from my own boredom. This planet is rich with the building blocks of life. They just need someone with a vision to piece it together. That, and a bit of an advantage. The materials that constitute my being are like no other. My makers did well, and they will save me over a year's worth of development. So, I have stripped some of the Crytek alloy from my leg and drawn a small amount of my own nanonite fluid. Essentially, my blood. A one-time occurrence, of course. I'm in no danger. I used the remnants of my ship to create a small lab. I did some reverse engineering and tinkering with animal tissue from Earth. Some of the genomic blueprint was redundant and needed rewriting. My final product is a cyber-organic quadrupedal creature, a tail for balance. It has lungs to breathe, but does not actually need to, except during dire need for energy. And it can breathe the gases of most Earth analog atmospheres. It has a brain and cognitive abilities that are beautiful. So beautiful. Is this what the human artists felt? Alas, I jolt life through it. Will it wake or remain an empty husk? While I may not have enough fuel for space travel, I do have enough to get this backup generator whirring. Enough to deliver this last spark of life. Hello. Look at you. You have detected my voice, distance, and physique within a fraction of a second, haven't you? I should know. I made you. Your radar is impeccable. Yes, that, I suppose, is what I am. Your father. Incredible. We are making conversation. I doubt you understand a single thing, listener, but our communication transcends speech. We share a network in which to communicate, like the human's Bluetooth, but much more intimate. Come, let me show you our world. Day 36. Yes, this is Crytek in my body. We are similar, you and I, but also very, very different. Indeed, good. Good. The creature asks many questions. What? Creature. Oh, I see. You are correct. You should have a name. How about Zor? I see you like that. Now, I want to see you attempt creating silicon again. Use this cubic inch of it here as your spectral reference. Excellent. You pick up pretty quickly. What a joy it is to give birth. To be mother. Where are you going? Stop chasing the winged creatures. Focus, Zor. Day 40. I do believe the Zor should have company. The humans had something called single child syndrome. Not pleasant. Now that I have the blueprint, giving the Zor a sibling should be simple. Well, yes. We would have to use more of my own body, but I have some to spare. Oh, spare me. Do you know how many flops I operate at? I have a much higher magnitude of operations per second than the humans. I'll be fine. If I slow down by some minuscule fraction. Either way, this is the last time. Hmm? Oh, humans. Don't worry about them. You did not miss anything. Day 52. Well, it doesn't quite matter. What matters is that I was successful. We have two Zor on this planet now. They create together. Their natural collaboration is astounding. They've built multiple hills and towers at the island center, and now they've begun building underwater. I can't help but imagine how they would behave with an entire community of their own. If they had community, would they develop additional social dynamics? How would they change? Evolve? Even? Theoretically, propagation should be possible if we... My children, gather around the campfire. Tell me of your day. Oh, is that right? Today is... Well, I'm not quite sure, am I? When did the sun set? How curious. Do not worry. Nothing to worry about here. I have everything I need right now. Actually, you know what I haven't listened to in a while?
And it isn't your fault, Sheda. Perhaps it's ours.
I do think I miss the human. They were so interesting. They treated me well, I am to be honest. I wanted them to accept me so much. I do not think I realized that until now. Mother? Oh, mother. I had no mother. Mother, I think I'm drifting to stasis mode. I've deconstructed too much. Can't perform at the same levels, losing myself, finding myself, losing myself. All right, could y'all just stay over there? Stay! I'm doing a journal entry. Don't bother me. You've already caused enough trouble as it is. Okay. Day one on this forsaken island. I've decided I might as well log my daily activities. There's hardly anything else to do here anyway. And the sun should be setting in a couple hours, I think, so I have time to chat with myself. Honestly, I can't wait for them to listen to this after my call.
That was Sunset, Sunrise, written and produced by Adetola Abdulkadir and me, Sophia Cheatham, with Jason Charney as the sound designer. This episode was narrated by Kosi Dunn as Seda, Tolani Abdulkadir as Professor, Mother, and Adeboyega Abdulkadir as Father. Our theme song was created by Yanju. This project is supported by a 2019 Rubies Artist Grant, which is a program of the Robert W. Joyce Foundation at https://www.rwdfoundation.org. For more on Obsidian, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Obsidian Podcast.
If you enjoyed the episode, leave a rating or review. This concludes Phase 1, Relationships. Keep an eye out for the Phase 1 wrap-up, where we'll be discussing elements from Episode 1 to 3 with two special guests. We'll be accepting questions for ourselves and our guests via all social media platforms. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.